I'm very confused about the Genius Act. I thought there was a deal made by the president to make sure that included was going to be the central bank digital currency. There'd be no possibility of a backdoor to get that. So where are we?
This was a closed rule. Johnson did not allow us to make amendments to the Genius Act, to make an amendment to put a ban on CBDC in the Genius Act. We were told, you don't have a right to amendments. You don't get to do your legislative process anymore. You just have to vote on it. And they forced it through, making what I think is a fake deal. And I wish the Freedom Caucus had held, but they didn't. They want to work and they want to pass the president's agenda, and I do too. But I'm not willing to go along with the pathway to a central bank digital currency in a cashless society where none of us can control our money. Because I don't trust the government, and no one else should trust the government. And just because this administration is committed to that doesn't mean that a future administration will not lock down our bank accounts if we are not doing and saying what they want us to do. We've already been there. That was the past 4 years.
When you go past one of these number plate cameras, when you, quote, shouldn't, you won't be able to challenge the fine. Because the fine will be taken out of your digital account the moment you transgress.
At the world's busiest airport in Atlanta,
all right, you're fully verified.
The TSA checkpoint has gotten a high-tech upgrade.
You're going to take your ID, insert it into the card reader.
Using this facial recognition camera system to compare a flyer's face to their picture on their ID in seconds.
The Genius Act, already greenlit by a bipartisan Senate, claims to slap a federal harness on stable coins. Stable coins aim for price stability through mechanisms like backing each coin with reserves of cash, bonds, or other assets. The Clarity Act is a tug of war over who gets to leash these digital assets. Will it be the SEC or the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, potentially prying them loose from the SEC's iron grip? A move the crypto rebels have been howling for. The anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act, championed by Republicans, aims to slam the door on a central bank digital currency, citing nightmares of government snooping and control. Yet many warn of a sinister backdoor, a legislative sleight of hand that could see these bills, if watered down in the Senate or hitched to must-pass juggernauts like the NDAA, could pave the way for a CBDC Trojan horse.
It's really hard to overstate how dangerous it is. It is literally the mark of the beast system, a global social credit score, the ESG corporate governance systems right down into your smart devices, your phone, the smart appliances, the AI, surveilling everyone in live time.
You don't expect your air-fried chips to come with a side of surveillance, but research has found they might.
Do I need an umbrella for tomorrow in London?
From tracking locations to listening to conversations to knowing your gender and date of birth, our devices, in some cases, are acutely smart.
And so it's really the ring of Sauron to bind everybody together with total control. And we have the head of the IMF and the World Bank and the International Bank of Settlements and the head of the UN and all of them. We have Tedros, the head of the WHO, saying we need a global central bank digital currency to control everything you do, to lock you down during new pandemics they've got planned. This is the mechanism. It'll be your internet ID. It'll do everything. And if we think as populist and conservatives and Christians and common sense people that we've been debanked and harassed as conservatives before, this is exponentially more dangerous. And the big international banks that the Federal Reserve is part of, private, they have said this is their holy grail, and they're really, really trying to roll it out. And so the fact that there is a pathway to this with a digital central bank digital currency dollar in this Genius Act, and then only MTG and UN. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com, become a subscriber, and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
It's Monday, January 27th in the year of our Lord, 2025. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this scene. Get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Coming to you live today from our secret headquarters here in Austin, Texas. My mic's all wonky. We're getting things set up here. We got a really big show for you today. Lots, just absolutely tons of news to get to. And I think I'm just going to play the full 10-minute press conference from Tulsi Gabbard yesterday. I don't like to go to clips longer than 2 or 3 minutes at the max, but in this case, if you haven't heard it yet, you got to hear the whole thing. Tulsi Gabbard, of course, referred Obama and his compatriots to the DOJ yesterday. And we'll see if anything comes of this. We'll talk about what's really happening behind the scenes, if this is something that's legitimate and will end in people like Barack Obama in handcuffs, or if this is just a distraction from Jeffrey Epstein. I have my theories. Not sure if we're able to take your calls out of this studio. We had some trouble with that last time, but if we can, I will take your calls on that topic. But I mean, what she lays out is pretty incontrovertible. It's pretty much the rock solid proof of everything that we've been telling you the entire time. So I'm just going to show you that whole clip in just a little bit. We'll do the Daily Dispatch first, and then on the other side, we'll show you that 10-minute clip of Tulsi Gabbard just laying out not only that Hillary Clinton was on tranquilizers and all this other insane stuff, but that Barack Obama and his intelligence community very deliberately withheld information from Donald Trump while pushing falsified information, again, knowingly, committing what I would consider at the very least treason adjacent. So we'll show you that video in just a second. But first, we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 24th of July, 2025. Justice Department told Trump his name may appear in the Epstein files. That's from the Wall Street Journal. A major breaking bombshell news story. Oh, my gosh. His name may appear in the Epstein files. This, of course, has been known forever, and we've reported on this forever. Your name being in the Epstein files is not certification that you did anything wrong, and Jeffrey Epstein and Trump were associates, and that's been known and acknowledged by everybody forever. Bondi also told the president at the meeting that justice decided to not release more Jeffrey Epstein documents because of the presence of child pornography and the need to protect victims, which of course is just absurd because you don't have to release that stuff, at least not, you know, uncensored. That to me is just absolutely absurd. That's like, does that mean that we can never prosecute child pornographers? Does that mean that we can never, ever prosecute sex crimes against children that have photographic evidence because that would require presenting the photographic evidence? Like, come on, this is what we in the business call a ridiculous farce. That's what this is, a ridiculous farce. But the other irony is that it's to protect victims. which is ironic because the victims are the ones demanding that these things be released. So, again, the scramble to try to cover up Epstein on the right is continuing, and combining with the left's scrambling to try to associate Trump with Epstein. And it's just all a bunch of nonsense. And it's all a whole bunch of nonsense. Again, they just keep coming out with these supposedly bombshell stories that are either literally nothing, like some letter written by somebody named Donald 25 years ago or whatever it was, or this claim here that Donald Trump's name appeared multiple times in the Jeffrey Epstein documents that don't exist. Remember, the Jeffrey Epstein documents don't exist, but Trump's name is in them. Okay, wrap your mind around that one. Again, it's just, it continues. And I do think, I can't help but think that this has more than a little bit to do with the claims being made by Pam Bondi about going after Obama. But we'll get to that. Speaking of Pam Bondi, Pam Bondi cancels appearance at anti-trafficking summit over medical issue. Quote, "I'm sorry to miss all my CPAC friends today," Bondi said in a statement, which is a little ironic, I guess. I guess it's a little bit ironic that the attorney general has to cancel their appearance at the anti-trafficking summit while simultaneously covering up for the greatest human trafficking scandal to ever hit American politics. That's a little bit ironic. She's like, maybe I'm not the best person to appear at an anti-trafficking summit, when for the last few weeks, my entire life has been defined by my inability or unwillingness to expose the human traffickers engaged in these sordid activities and now currently running our government. So she's not feeling very well. So I guess she's not feeling very well today, and we hope she gets better. Meanwhile, in brutal document release, the Russia hoax is finally exposed. Official claim that Putin aspired to help Trump was based on four pieces of evidence, all bogus, even ridiculous, according to a long suppressed report just released by DNI Tulsi Gabbard. Again, we'll show you the full 10-minute dissertation by Tulsi Gabbard where she laid out exactly how this scam was pulled off. This is a this is racket.news, the Substack article by Matt Taibbi breaking it down. We'll get back to that and explain exactly piece by piece how this Russiagate collusion scam was implemented and covered up and used to destroy the first administration of Donald Trump. Meanwhile, from Ground News, new form of type 1 diabetes identified in black patients. Published in the Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology today, an international team identified a non-autoimmune form of type 1 diabetes in children and young adults across Cameroon, Uganda, and South Africa. I bet diabetes is going to feel pretty stupid when they realize race is a social construct, huh? Stupid diabetes. And finally, we have this. U.S. greenlights $322 million in arms sales to Ukraine as Trump unveils novel funding strategy. Oh, joy. Oh, good. What an interesting number, too. $322 million. 322. That rings a bell, doesn't it? Approval of Hawk and Bradley systems mark a pivot in Trump's policies. Policy, a new arrangement demanding European nations cover costs of U.S. military equipment and substantially raise NATO defense outlays. So, yeah. I mean, is anyone keeping track of this? Is anyone keeping track of how much we're sending to Ukraine? I can't help but feel like at least once a week for the last 2 years, I've read another headline about another couple hundred millions of dollars. At this point, like we don't even mention it. It's just like on the, you know, third page of the newspaper, they just like casually drop like, and another $500 billion is going to Ukraine. This time a novel new funding mechanism. Yes, they are sneaking it in through the back door. And just, do we have any idea? Is anybody keeping account? Is anybody keeping track of this? Because I'd like to know, because I'd like to be made aware of exactly how much of our taxpayer money has been funneled to this boondoggle murderous nonsense in Ukraine. $322 million tack it on, just pile it on, I guess. The sales package, announced by the State Department Wednesday afternoon and communicated to Congress by the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, and it are intended to bolster Ukraine's capability to defend against ongoing Russian aggression, particularly persistent aerial assaults. The approvals underscore Washington's continued role as a crucial ally in Kiev's protracted conflict. So, that's not what we voted for. So that's actually the opposite of what we voted for, which is frustrating. Again, we can get back into this later, but Godspeed to the Ukrainian people who are apparently staging massive protests in an attempt to oust the Zelensky government because of their blatant corruption. We can only hope that they can bring down this ridiculous regime and bring peace to the area once again. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by thealexjonesstore.com. Go to thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison to let them know who sent you. Take advantage of the bombshell deals we have on offer today. And just know that when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, not only are you getting a fantastic product, not only are you now able to be liable for the awesome new truck giveaways, you're getting the great discounts. There's so many things, so many reasons to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Perhaps foremost amongst those is the fact that we told you so. And we told you so very long ago. Everything that is now coming out, be it Jeffrey Epstein, Barack Obama, Russiagate, Hillary Clinton being on the verge of death all the way back in 2016, InfoWars was right about it all. I'm going to go to a long clip now. This is the press conference Tulsi Gabbard gave. This 10 minutes, if this is legitimate, if they really are, you know, going to go after Obama, which they absolutely should, this 10-minute speech could be, you know, a defining moment in American history. Here's Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence, yesterday laying out the case against Barack Hussein Obama, former president, for committing treason while in office. Let's watch.
I'm going to go over the key findings from the House Intelligence Report, which investigated the claims that were made by an intelligence community assessment ordered by President Obama and published in January of 2017. First, Putin's principal interests relating to the 2016 election were to undermine faith in the U.S. democratic process, not show any preference of a certain candidate. In fact, this report shows Putin held back from leaking compromising material on Hillary Clinton prior to the election, instead planning to release it after the election to weaken what Moscow viewed as an inevitable Clinton presidency. In the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered, John Brennan, who was CIA director at the time, and the intelligence community intentionally suppressed intelligence that showed Putin was saving the most damaging material that he had in his possession about Hillary Clinton until after her potential and likely victory. The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a quote-unquote clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess quote-unquote Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump, including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were quote-unquote planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assessed neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election. On December 5th of 2016, the FBI and ODNI gave the House Intelligence Committee its first post-election classified briefing, in which there was no mention of Putin aspiring to elect Trump by either agency. The presidential daily brief, drafted on December 8th of 2016, stated that no Russian or criminal actors impacted vote counts. This document was pulled just hours before it was to be published due to quote-unquote new guidance. If it had been published, it would have been briefed to both President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump. On December 9th, 2016, a National Security Council meeting was called to gather President Obama's senior national security officials, which included CIA Director Brennan, then Obama DNI James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others. Following that secret meeting, DNI Clapper's assistant sent an email to the intelligence community with the subject line, POTUS tasking on Russia election meddling, tasking ODNI leaders to create a new assessment per the president's request. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report that we released today reveals that, quote, unlike routine intelligence community analysis, the intelligence community assessment was a high-profile product ordered by the president, President Obama. It directed senior intelligence community agency heads and created an intelligence community assessment limited to just five analysts using one principal drafter. This is not something that occurs in the normal path of producing an intelligence community assessment that reflects the views across the intelligence community. The production of this intelligence community assessment was subject to unusual directives directly from the president and senior political appointees, especially the former director of the CIA, John Brennan. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report also shows how later that same day, on December 9th, Brennan ordered the publication of quote-unquote substandard reporting on Russian activities, which had previously been withheld from publication of prior assessments because the information was judged, quote, to have not met longstanding publication standards. Some of the information later used in the Obama-ordered assessment over the objections of veteran CIA officers was, quote-unquote, unclear or from unknown sources. The Intelligence Committee's oversight report reveals that CIA Director Brennan overruled senior CIA officers who challenged the Obama-ordered intelligence assessment, stating, quote, we don't have direct information that Putin wanted to get Trump elected. Yet, the Obama-directed assessment was published on January 6, 2017, which explicitly stated, quote, we assess Putin and the Russian government aspired to help President-elect Trump's election chances when possible by discrediting Secretary Clinton and publicly contrasting her unfavorably to him, end of quote. The CIA and FBI, then led by John Brennan and James Comey, expressed high confidence in this judgment, while the NSA expressed moderate confidence. Yet, as the report we released today shows, the ICA, the intelligence community assessment, did not cite any report where Putin indicated helping Trump win was an objective. The opposite is true. With regards to the Steele dossier, we now know that one of the source documents that the Obama administration used in the creation of this intelligence assessment in January of 2017 was none other than the discredited, unverified Steele dossier. The House Intel report states, quote, contradicting public claims by then CIA Director Brennan that the dossier was not in any way incorporated into this intelligence assessment, The dossier was referenced in the intelligence assessment's main body text and further detailed in a two-page assessment annex. John Brennan lied, and he denied using this dossier in this intelligence assessment that President Obama ordered because he knew it was discredited. It was a politically motivated, manufactured document. He directed senior CIA officials to use it anyway. CIA officer told the House Intelligence Committee staff as they investigated this, quote, "The director of the CIA, John Brennan, refused to remove it. And when confronted with the dossier's many flaws, responded, quote, yes, but doesn't it ring true?" Even the bipartisan Senate Select Committee on Intelligence report published in 2020 criticized the FBI's handling of the Steele dossier, noting its completely unverified nature and purposeful sidestepping of intelligence community procedures in its use. Now, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, and others, including their mouthpieces in the media, knowingly lied as they repeated the contrived narrative that was created in this January 2017 intelligence community assessment with high confidence as though it were fact. John Brennan, as CIA director, stated in a memo to his agency staff in December of 2016, saying, quote, "There is strong consensus among us on the scope, nature, and intent of Russian interference in our presidential election. This was reported by NBC News, confirming that Brennan, along with James Clapper and James Comey, agreed with the CIA's assessment that Russia intervened to help Trump win the presidency. As Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper was tasked with overseeing the creation of this assessment in January of 2017 by President Obama, and he expressed confidence in its findings. In a 2018 interview with the Harvard Gazette, he talked about how he provided Trump with the same classified assessment that President Obama received, which included the high confidence judgment that Putin directly ordered the hacking and election interference. Clapper then went on to add, "I think they, the Russians, actually influenced the outcome." This is a brief summary of the details that you'll find within the House Majority Staff's report in their investigation into the Obama-directed January 2017 intelligence community assessment that leads us to the very same conclusion that we announced in the release of our documents on Friday. The implications of this are far-reaching and have to do with the integrity of our democratic republic. It has to do with an outgoing president taking action to manufacture intelligence to undermine and usurp the will of the American people in that election and launch what would be a years-long coup against the incoming president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Absolutely bombshell stuff. Gabbard used a surprise White House appearance to attack Trump's enemies on the Russian investigation. That's how APT News characterizes it. InfoWars, Tulsi Gabbard and Caroline Levitt detail Russiagate hoax investigation and answer press questions. Again, we can go over this in detail in the next segment. Suffice it to say, long story short, it was Obama. At the end of the day, it was Obama and the intelligence community heads that we've talked about ever since it happened. Comey, Clapper, Brennan, McCabe, etc. Just like we've always said it was. Again, this is one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's good it's being revealed. It's not news to anybody that's been paying attention. And it should end in criminal charges and Barack Obama getting his mugshot taken. Not because of some fabricated claim about a loan that he paid back, but because of treason, because he committed treason against our country. And his legacy is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, James O'Keefe was here in studio last week. He was on the last hour, and I forgot to give him methylene blue until the last 30 minutes, but he was going on Owen. So I asked him on air, take it now, I'm not going to say what it does, and tell us honestly what your response is. And it was, quite frankly, pretty amazing.
So the crew just reminded me that James O'Keefe has not tried methylene blue, or they asked me to ask him. He has it, doesn't know what it is, but he's so nice and trusting, he just took it. It's actually cyanide, James. No, seriously.
Trying to poison me.
I'm joking. You know, it's really good for you. It takes 30 minutes to hit. It's not a stimulant, but it creates mitochondrial function and skips the oxidative process two levels or three levels in the cells. It usually takes 30 minutes to hit. You're on Owen at 4. Just please, Owen, talk to Owen. Ask if it hit you, what you felt. And if you didn't, we're going to put it on air, and you'll be the only guest that hasn't. So slam the rest of your medicine.
You got it.
So you're asking what the mean blue is. It is something RFK Jr. pushes. It's something I've known about for years. But we've got the best, and it is amazing what it does to your body.
All right, I'm looking forward to that.
Sometimes it is in 15 minutes. You got to let us know what you feel.
Wait, I've been drinking it for about 10 minutes, so we'll see.
You just started drinking about 2 minutes ago.
I finished the rest of it.
20 minutes later.
I just took it. I took a lot of it, and I would say it was the effect on me was light sensations. It was increased light perception. That's what happened to
my body. Pixels of the world around you, of the simulation,
like enhanced a little bit? Enhancing my eyes when a light, and I woke away, just a bit of enhancement perception there.
But then after he talked about his eyesight getting clearer, I got reminded by the crew that I've had callers about this effect, and there's actually medical literature out there.
I've got glaucoma. My vision has been crap for the last 20 years.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's perfect now.
What?
Yeah.
How long have you been taking Methylene Blue?
5 days. After 3 days, perfect vision.
No kidding.
Depth perception's back. And I don't have to hold my phone at my hip to read it.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, man.
This stuff is crazy amazing. And the medical research shows that.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah! I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
This stuff kicked in, and it like instantly, I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
But whatever you do, do your own research, talk to your physician, and then get the very best medical grade Methylene Blue supplement out there at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a limited time sale until next Tuesday, the 29th, where you get one bottle of Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com and get a second bottle free right now. The limited time offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yesterday was a day we've been waiting a very long time for. Apparently, yesterday is a day we've been waiting a very long time for. And that is for a government official in a position capable of doing something about it has come out. Tulsi Gabbard, director of national intelligence, has said that Obama directed a, quote, years-long coup and treasonous conspiracy against the American people and Trump. And she confirms, in fact, that this has been sent over to the DOJ for prosecution under whatever charge they, deem necessary. Let's go now to clip 16. This is Tulsi Gabbard answering that question explicitly. Yes, this is not just a press conference to make people aware. This is the beginning of the legal process that, if allowed to actually pursue justice, will end in, at the very least, Barack Obama being charged with something with significant jail time. And if we want to actually solve the problem that this that Tulsi Gabbard just laid out for us. There should be a lot more arrests along with him. But here's Tulsi Gabbard answering the question, is this just talk or are there charges coming? Let's watch.
Do you believe that any of this new information implicates former President Obama in criminal behavior?
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former the evidence, President Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment. There are multiple pieces of evidence and intelligence that confirm that fact.
Ed, go ahead.
Director Gabbard, thank you. So two questions, but to begin on that. The president yesterday, you've inferred that the former president helped lead a coup. Based on what you now see, do you believe President Obama is guilty of treason?
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice. I'm not an attorney, but as I've said previously, when you look at the intent behind creating a fake manufactured intelligence document that directly contradicts multiple assessments that were created by the intelligence community, the expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy against the American people, our republic, and an attempt to undermine President Trump's administration.
The Senate intelligence.
Yeah, it's a treasonous conspiracy. Of course, this is how the Daily Beast is reporting on it. Gabbard, deranged infographic to prove Obama claims. House Intel, Trump's Intel chief goes all in on Russiagate conspiracy as administration looks to distract from the Epstein outrage. Look, there might be some truth to that. There might very well be some truth to that. I mean, they've tried everything else when it came to Epstein. I think what's happening here is they realize that the Epstein thing's not going away and they need something really big to distract from it. So it's not even like this is a distraction, like meaning that's not real. It could very well be that they're like, all right, we got to announce this Russiagate investigation that we're actually doing. Like they're actually doing it, but maybe they're being forced to do it because they need a distraction from Epstein. I'm not really sure. What we do know is that when it gets to these higher levels, there are various factions. While they're all more or less unified on the ultimate goal, globalism, destroying nationalism and hating white people, etc., there are different factions and different power structures that compete with each other and play off of each other. So, I mean, this may be the Epstein folks throwing the Obama folks under the ground or under the bus in order to distract from their nefarious activities. It could certainly be something there, and I don't think the timing is coincidental that here at the height of the Epstein mania, when the Republican Congress is going to vacation early rather than release the documents about the pedophile blackmail ring, and the Trump administration just handcrafts this scandal out of whole cloth as a present for the Democrats. Again, just ridiculously absurd. Absurdly bad PR. Although there, again, with Trump, there's always this thing where it's like, it could all be a trick, I guess. I mean, it's kind of funny now. We've got videos and I'll go to these later because I want to stick to the Obama thing. I'm trying not to conflate the Obama and the Epstein scandals. There's a lot of overlap. I've lost the plot. So anyway, they may be just throwing Obama under the bus and trying to, you know, steal attention away. Will this actually result in Obama going to prison? We've got a lot of doubters out there saying this is all just a charade. I guess it's up to Pam Bondi now. So there's that. It's her desk, and we'll see where this comes, where this goes. Trump's longtime rage at Obama roars back amid Epstein furor. Man, Trump lost his touch here. If this was supposed to be a distraction from Epstein, it doesn't seem like it's working. seems like it is instead just further evidence of Trump's desperation to distract from Epstein. But what Tulsi Gabbard laid out is absolutely clear. Again, if y'all can bring up that Daily Beast article, it's like you've got a conspiracy. You've got an outright conspiracy. And again, it's funny for people to act like the intelligence community doesn't conspire in secret. Like, what do you think the intelligence community was created as? Like, that's what it does. Everything it does is secret. All it does is conspire. Anyway, Trump goes all in on the Russiagate conspiracy as the administration looks to distract from Epstein outrage. If we scroll down, they got Tulsi as the just a crazy conspiracy person. DNI Tulsi Gabbard took to social media on Wednesday with a series of bizarre infographics as she doubles down on explosive claims about the 2016 election. President Donald Trump and his team have turned on unsubstantiated conspiracies about Barack Obama when pressed with ongoing questions about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. You know what? If y'all can print out this story for me, I think I need a physical copy. I need a physical copy of that so I can illustrate some things. I want to go now to a video from Caroline Leavitt. Again, this is the same press conference. So this is just her sort of summing up in a minute or so what Tulsi Gabbard explained in those 10 minutes, in case you're confused, like the authors of the Daily Beast, that I guess, do I take them seriously? Do I act like the Daily Beast is writing that article in good faith? Because we can pretend that's the case. But we all understand that they know exactly what they're doing, right? That this isn't hard to understand. This isn't hard to comprehend, right? If you can understand the idea that Vladimir Putin wanted Trump to win, so he bought some Facebook ads to sway the election. Like, if you can understand how Trump colluded with Russia, I think you can understand the complicated nuance of the intelligence community framing Trump, right? So I don't believe that Daily Beast is like confused at what Tulsi Gabbard is laying out. I don't believe that for a single second. And again, we've known all of this forever. Tulsi Gabbard, as far as I'm concerned, except for the thing about the Russians having, you know, DNC emails that talk about Hillary Clinton's tranquilizer use. Okay, that's confirmation of what we assumed, but we didn't know it. But the rest of the stuff, we just sort of already knew. We've sort of already known this forever. It's just that the media is in on it. And that's the other thing that you have to realize. Just like COVID, just like so many other things, just like weapons of mass destruction or whatever else, it's important that InfoWars is here so you can look back to 2016. Go grab our archived videos from the first Trump administration or even before he was elected. And it was never confusing to us how this came about, how or why this happened. Somehow we knew that this was the intelligence community conspiring to falsify evidence to get a fake warrant on Trump to try to stop him from being president. Somehow we all knew that this was going on, and the mainstream media all missed it somehow. No, they're in on it. They know exactly what they're doing and they're in favor of it. Now, I bet if you ask them, probably even now, maybe that's sort of the thing, is that you can present them with this information and you can show them that Obama conspired with the FBI and the CIA and Five Eyes and, you know, any number of international forces to frame Trump to try to stop him from having a successful presidency. And most leftists will probably say, yeah, good. Good. They were their heroes. They were saving America from its own choices. They're not against this. They're just hypocrites. Again, I laid it out yesterday. Either this was bad and Obama needs to be held to account, and Brennan and Clapper, and they all need to be held to account, or Trump just needs to do this to all of his enemies. let's go to this Caroline Leavitt video where she, again, just lays out in no uncertain terms exactly what was explained by Tulsi Gabbard.
On another matter, over the past few days, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has unveiled shocking new evidence that former President Barack Obama and top aides in the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 election victory and undermine the democratic will of the American people. While publicly pretending to engage in a peaceful transfer of power, in private, former President Obama went to great and nefarious lengths to try to sow discord among the public and sabotage his successor, President Trump. The new evidence released by the Director of National Intelligence, who is here with me today, confirms that the Obama administration manufactured politicized intelligence, which was later used as the justification for baseless smears against President Trump in an effort to try to delegitimize his victory before he even took the oath of office. The truth is that President Trump never had anything to do with Russia, and the Russia collusion hoax was a massive fraud perpetuated on the American people from the very beginning. And the worst part of this is Obama knew that truth, and so did all of the other corrupt officials involved in this scam, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former FBI Director James Comey, former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, and many others. Director of National Intelligence Gabbard's report further confirms what we already knew. There was no collusion, no corruption, except on the part of Barack Obama and the weaponized intelligence agencies at the time.
And I think the most important point of that, again, just drives to the heart of the hypocrisy of the left, that they were having conniption fits over the idea that Trump might potentially not support a peaceful transfer of power. That everything about January 6th, it's around the peaceful transfer of power. It's the ultimate symbol of our democracy. It's the ultimate sacred act. That to disobey it is treason. It's the peaceful transfer of power. Meanwhile, while the Democrats are crying and wailing and gnashing their teeth about the peaceful transfer of power, the Democrats themselves are working behind the scenes to make it impossible to peacefully transfer power, deliberately undercutting their opponents. So it's like the number of aspects of just like criminality that come into this and conspiracy and manipulation. And again, they couldn't get away with any of this if the media wasn't complicit in it. If the media didn't treat the intelligence community as if they were God himself and their every word was gospel truth, if they actually questioned the statements that were being made, especially the statements that are verifiably and obviously false, they felt like interrogating those concepts, even momentarily, it was obvious from the beginning that this was all completely and utterly fraudulent. And that's not even getting in to Peter Strzok and the insurance policies, et cetera, et cetera. Now, will anything actually come of this? I don't know. What I do know is something has to come of it. What I know is if we want America to continue to exist, something has to come of this. The good news for us is that we don't have to do anything precedent setting. Right? I might be a little, you know, well, it's never happened before. Arresting a former president? Well, guess what, dumbasses? You set the precedent. You arrested Donald Trump over the most flagrant bullcrap the world has ever seen in an attempt to destroy him. Now it's the Republicans' turns, not to make up just random nonsense about a loan that Obama paid back, but about the treasonous activity that we have him committing on record in collaboration with the treasonous actors in our intelligence communities. And they have to be punished and thrown in jail. They have to be. They have to be. It's just there is no other option here. And nobody on my side is going to be satisfied until we see people in handcuffs. all the talk in the world is just nothing. It's just nothing. It's pointless. It's worthless. We need results. We need action. We need finality.
To undermine faith.
Otherwise, shut up. Right? I think we're all feeling this. And at this point, you know, again, if this had happened 3 months in, if we hadn't spent 6 months watching Trump sell America out to Israel, cover up the Epstein files, continue the Ukraine war, expand the war with Iran, if none of that had happened, we'd be popping champagne today, right? What Tulsi Gabbard did with her speech yesterday was monumental and huge. And the fact that it's been put to the DOJ, we should be celebrating this. But I don't think anybody is going to blame anybody else for wanting to hold off on the celebrations for the time being. Waiting for the proof to arrive. Waiting for the validity of these statements to be confirmed and for the criminals that tried to steal our birthright are made an example of. Until then, stop talking. Stop talking. I'm telling you, my daughter is 2 years old and she just figured out that she can say she's doing something and not actually do it. And that's how I feel. I'm like, all right, come sit in your chair. She's like, okay. And then she just keeps doing what she's doing. And I'm like, you can't just say, okay, you got to come do the thing. That's how I feel with this. Hey, will you throw Obama in prison? Okay. Okay, you're not doing it, though. You can't just say, okay, you can't just say you're doing it and not actually do it. So the crew printed out this Daily Beast article for me, and I want to do a little bit of live editing here if we can go to Document Cam. Gabbard posts, we'll just go ahead. What we're going to do here is just remove the editorial words and see if we can't get to the truth. Gabbard posts infographic to, and we'll remove the scare quotes, to prove Obama claims. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard took to social media on Wednesday with a series of, not bizarre, just infographics. They're just infographics. They say they're bizarre. Why are they bizarre? What is bizarre about them? Are they carved into lead? That would be a bizarre way to do infographics. Oh, no, it's just pictures of people with descriptions of their activities and lines connecting them to other activities from other people with which they were associated. So it's an infographic. So there's nothing really bizarre about it. You just don't like the information that it presents to you. Okay, so we'll just remove the word bizarre there. So with a series of infographics, as she doubles down on explosive claims about the 2016 election, that's a little editorial, but we'll leave it because they are explosive claims. Doubling down is usually a term used when you're talking about somebody being wrong and doubling down. So we'll erase that and just write as she makes. She makes explosive claims about the 2016 election. President Donald Trump and his team have turned to unsubstantiated conspiracies. Well, that's not the right word because they are both substantiated and they are conspiracies. So have turned to conspiracies. We'll just, in fact, I should just substantiated. Actually, highly substantiated conspiracies about Barack Obama. Then it says, when pressed with ongoing questions about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Well, that is not actually have anything to do with the story that you're telling. So we'll go ahead and remove that. We'll remove the out of left field context that's meant to frame the entire article in a less believable way. We'll remove that arbitrary and artificial injection into the article of unrelated information designed explicitly to just, you know, lower the, or I should say, increase the gullibility of the people reading the article. On Wednesday, Gabbard announced that she declassified the House Intelligence Committee staff report on the intelligence community assessment in the 2016 election at Trump's direction. Well, look, actual facts. Look, a single sentence without a rhetorical flourish meant to tell you how you're supposed to react to the facts. She then proceeded to post a new series of highly produced graphics highlighting what the Trump administration claimed were Obama-era lies about the election. Okay, so this sentence is a little tricky. I think we can do it. She then proceeded to post a new series of, not highly produced, just they're just graphics. Again, these words just don't mean anything. Highly produced. What's highly produced about them? They were done in Photoshop? Well. Yeah, was it as highly? Yeah. The Daily Beast produced highly produced and unsubstantiated graphic art. Literally more produced than her graphics. Moving arrows that go through and isolate his hand so it went in front of her face. They spent more time on this picture than Tulsi Gabbard did on her infographics, just so we're clear. Just so we understand when they say things like highly produced graphics, it doesn't actually mean anything at all. Literally nothing. Literally nothing. But it's there to insinuate, to give you the idea that these graphics are somehow not legitimate or not. They're just graphics. They're just graphics, guys. Okay, so she then produced to proceed to post a new series of graphics highlighting, and here they say, what the Trump administration claimed. Now, that, again, is just superlative and unnecessary. We can just release that whole section of the sentence. So instead, what we have is she then produced a new series of graphics highlighting Obama-era lies about the election. See, when you get rid of all of the excessive, unnecessary, opinionated words in this article, what you find is that the director of national intelligence published evidence that Obama collaborated with the intelligence community to commit treason and try to destroy the first presidency of Donald Trump. Then you add in words like highly produced, unsubstantiated, fabricated, like, these words don't mean anything. They don't add anything. They're only there to manipulate the people reading the story so that even though they are presenting the facts, those facts are so surrounded by and overwhelmed by these opinions, then you're left believing a lie. It's the latest in a series of information dumps Gabbard has made while arguing Obama officials manufactured claims that Russia worked to influence the election. Well, this is interesting because I can just erase like the first half of this sentence. And it actually is true. So then by erasing chunks of the first sentence and the first half of the second sentence, what we're left with is she then proceeds to post a new series of graphics highlighting Obama-era lies about the election. Obama officials manufactured claims that Russia worked to influence the election. Oh, look, it's the facts. Look, they're buried. You know, half of the article is facts and the other half are things to make you think that those facts don't say what they actually say. Again, we'll get into like what these facts are, and we'll continue to elaborate on just how thoroughly Barack Obama was involved in this. But you should be able to read these things for yourself.
Fox News alert: the Ayatollah's gone into hiding. He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks. That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to kepm.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action.
now the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. Call now for your free consultation.